Don Roundtree is a consultant to the Sulphur Springs ISD on the auditorium renovation project. Thursday evening, Roundtree made a presentation on renovation plans. Lots of the work involves making the facility ADA compliant, satisfying the needs of the handicapped. There will also be a sprinkler system. Seating will be reduced from 1,500 to 1,250 due to ADA issues. Curtains and all the seats will be replaced. Expect state-of-the-art lighting and audio-visual equipment. Water leaking into the facility hopefully will be solved. Here is more of what Roundtree had to say, including some comments made in the lobby.
We will be taking proposals next Tuesday. So the bids on this project are coming in next Tuesday. And then we will spend a couple of weeks reviewing, evaluating, and some of the proposals are what we call competitive seal proposals, which allow us to make a selection based on a predetermined matrix that we get the best value, not necessarily the cheapest price, but we think we get the best value from that. Now, there's about four trades that are that way, but we'll be taking the proposals on Tuesday, spend a couple of weeks evaluating it, take our recommendations to Mr. Lamb, and then on to the board, I believe the 8th, is that right, Mike? There'll be a school board meeting the 8th, and we'll know what our marching orders are after that. We can have access to the building on June the 22nd. Dan gets access to the building on June 22nd. He has probably about a week to abate the building. There is some asbestos tile, and Dan's already got everything all lined out for that. They're ready to start. We're hoping they'll only be in there for a few days. Once they're out of the way, the next step would be to remove all the seats that are in there, because we're going to replace all those seats. And I think we've got a plan that the county is going to take those out and get rid of them. They probably have some use for at least some of them, but they're going to, I think the sheriff's going to take charge of that, and they're just going to go away really quick. Once they're out of there, we can really go to work. As to when we're going to be finished, I know when Mike Lamb wants us to be finished. We will have, in my opinion, we're going to have to get the major players on board before we can know for sure if we can make it by January. I know that would be the desire, but it's an awful lot of work for 6 months. So I'm sorry I can't give you a real hard date right now, but once we get everyone identified and we can develop a really tight plan on how we will progress, I think I can give you a better answer to that. That entrance gets pushed out, so we're going to capture another 20 something feet right there, and we're not going to build another storefront out there. We'll build a new storefront there and take this one out. This is the ceiling that has to come out so we can improve all of the mechanical above it, including the fire sprinkle pipe. We will be building vestibules, so there's an airlock, if you will. There's been a problem with sound spilling in or out, and at this point of the building, we're going to construct a 2-hour firewall, which again is another a code issue that we needed to address. So there'll be a 2-hour separation, but there will also be a vestibule on both sides that helps us control the sound. So if there's a lot of things, noisy stuff going on over here, maybe it won't spoil the performance that's going on inside there.
KSST News.